Wait a minute. This isn't Nosy Rosie. It's Dave. Rosie couldn't make it today. She said something about chasing birds and the true meaning of life. Really, I think she was mad because I suggested she tell you a moose story, since that's been a theme on WTIP lately. She just gave me the double eyebrow treatment, turned tail, and scampered off in search of grouse. I might not be as interesting as Rosie, but here goes. My moose story happened just a few years ago in the spring, just after ice out. I was walking down to our house from outfitting and heard a commotion in the water. I spotted a cow moose running through the water along shore. She bolted into the woods, down the lake, and crashed off into the forest. Pretty cool. I went into the house to retrieve whatever it was I'd come for and walked back outside. That's when I heard it. The sound was like a kitten mewing, only lower and louder. There, in the shallow water along shore, were two newborn moose calves. You could see the umbilical cords still hanging from their bellies. They were standing there in the water just a few feet from shore and shivering. I went in the house in case Mama Moose came back and wasn't happy to have me so close to her babies. From there, I could watch without disturbing them, and I called to Nancy to come have a look. We watched them for about 20 minutes, but no Mom came back. I stepped outside and could hear or see no sign of Mama Moose. I ran back inside, grabbed my camera, and snapped a few shots of the calves, who were now lying in the water, shivering violently. They weren't going to last long if they didn't move. Their instinct was to stay wherever Mom had left them, but in this case it was not going to serve them well. Those plaintive little mewlings were tugging hard on my heartstrings, so I had to do something. I called the DNR and asked about what to do. They said leave them alone and the mother will come back. When I mentioned that they were in the water, they said that they would probably die if she didn't come back soon. I'm good with leaving nature be, but I just couldn't let them freeze to death, not on my watch. We discussed options and waited a while longer, but no Mama Moose came to the rescue. I decided to try to get them out of the water so they would have some chance of survival. I put on waders and walked into the water down the shore just a bit, hoping they would move toward land if I came near them from the water. They didn't move at all. As I got closer, I realized they just were not going to move. So I reached down to scoot them along. Surely they wouldn't let me touch them. No movement at all. I pushed. Nothing. So I gathered up my courage and scooped one up in my arms. Now, picture a small Great Dane that does not want to be picked up. Yeah, it was interesting. I talked to the little guy, and surprisingly, it calmed down right away. It actually nuzzled into my shoulder. I carried it on shore to a spot that seemed safe. I put it down and said, "Stay," using the hand motion I use on dogs. I have no idea why, it just seemed to be the thing to do. It tried to get up, and I said, "Stay," again. As I backed off, this time it did. The other calf had started to swim out into the lake, away from shore. These guys were really energetic for newborns. I got Andy, one of my staff, to hop into a canoe with me, and we chased after the calf, which of course swam into deeper water rather than toward shore as soon as we approached. We pulled alongside the calf and tried to corral it toward shore, but it was tiring and beginning to struggle. I feared it would drown. Now picture a Great Dane swimming in the water, who really doesn't want to be picked up, and trying to get that Great Dane into a canoe while it's moving. Yeah, it was even more interesting. I did manage to get the calf into the canoe, and while Andy leaned hard over the gunwale on the opposite side, he paddled us to shore, and I got out of the canoe with Moose Calf in arms. I walked over to the first one, and it started to move. I said, "Stay," while I set its sibling down. They both lay perfectly still after snuggling into one another. We backed off and tried to give them some space, hoping Mama would return. About 2 hours later, Mama Moose wandered down the shore, calling to her babies, who were now drying off and comfortable, but not moving an inch. The UPS truck drove down our road at that exact moment and clattered up to the office. She panicked and crashed off into the woods yet again. Later that evening, just before dark, I saw her walking down our drive, sniffing and calling softly. She was no more than 40 feet from them, but could not seem to find her babies. The last I saw of her was wandering back up the drive alone. I wondered if they were already dead. I didn't sleep much for wondering how the calves would fare, but in the morning they were gone, and I was glad to see it. We didn't see that family together again, but I did see hoof prints of a cow and calves on the road. Now this story could end there, but it doesn't. The following year, about the same time after ice out, I was just starting out for town and saw a moose standing in our drive. It was a small yearling. Moose calves stay with their mothers for a year and then get the boot before their mother gives birth to the next round. This moose didn't run off at the sound of my car and actually looked at me as I sat behind the wheel wondering what to do. I stopped the car and waited for the moose to wander off, as they usually do, but this one stayed, looking at me. The memory of the calves popped into my head and I realized this might be one of those calves. After all, I had helped them last time Mom bailed. I got out of the car and walked toward the moose. I said hello, and he looked at me with that forlorn look every parent knows. Can you help me? I know you'll call me crazy, but I recognized its face. Moose don't often look straight into your eyes, and this one was pleading with me. Quickly, the practical part of my brain decided I did not want a moose for a foster child, and I knew that he could take care of himself just fine, having made it this far in life. So I wished him good luck, thanked him for coming to visit, said goodbye, and got back in the car. I actually had to drive around him. He just looked at me, and he never made a move to get out of my way. But he was gone when I returned later that day. That's my moose story. Thanks for listening. This is Dave Seaton for Nosy Rosie, for Fred Smith, for WTIP.